Thursday is the day we read from your comments, and we're going to start with reaction to Melissa's story about palliative care or end-of-life care for children.
I visited the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and met members of the Pediatric Advanced Care Team, as well as some of the families they help.
The story brought back memories for Donald Cook of Frederick, Maryland. He writes, "In 1995, we began the four-year journey of watching our 19-year-old daughter succumb to the ravages of cancer. Sadly, my view of the medical profession was irreparably marred by the behavior of the aggressive therapist. In my daughter's last year of life, we experienced the good fortune of meeting a professional who helped make Jessica's final days a time of blessed dignity. No parent of a dying child, nor the child, should have to suffer the indignities visited upon my family by professionals pledged to do no harm. Your story challenges me to believe that those individuals are the exception. It begs me to have hope, and for that, I thank you."
Listener Lisa Balsarek writes this, "I am a chaplain at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, and I could relate to everything the staff members talked about during the interviews. The very sad but realistic truth is children do die. To ignore this reality is not acceptable. The medical profession forgets many times that some treatments at the end of life do more harm than good. Keeping children comfortable and helping them reach their goals and dreams before dying is not the same as doing nothing."
Charlene Hunter Gault's series on poverty in Africa brought in praise from a number of listeners. Many expressed concern about the people she interviewed.
Rick Pierce of Bloomington, Indiana, was struck, however, by one idea we presented in the series. He writes, "I was shocked by the references to African society, culture, and people. How could anyone familiar with the myriad peoples of the continent imply there is a common, shared culture or society across this vast region? I doubt NPR would do a story on Serbia and imply this held true for all of Europe."
Last Friday, we set toes tapping with this music. That's the famed Cashmere High School Stage Band of Houston, Texas. They were a real sensation back in the late 60s and 70s.
Well, those sounds took listener Paul Moffitt of Richardson, Texas back. He writes, "From 1969 to 1972, I was a musician in the Lancaster High School Stage Band, playing in several competitions with Cashmere. I remember Cashmere playing their set at the very last of the largest school's competition. All the competing bands packed the auditorium before the Cashmere set began. While the aura and mystique of Cashmere and the anticipation of hearing them play built with each moment, Cashmere really brought the house down."
We want to know what you think of our program. You can send us your thoughts. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.